episode number 6, Family Camp with the Skit Guys. Here we go, Tribe.
This is the Kidman Tribe Podcast. We're helping you as children's pastors, volunteers, and leaders plan, create, and execute incredible life-changing kids' worship experiences at your church. With practical tips, coaching, training, and resources from the best in kids' ministry around the world. It's time to join the tribe.
Hey everyone, it's Jason Noble, host of the Kidman Tribe Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here today. We're going to have a great time with the Skit Guys. Tell you more about them here in just a moment. You're not going to want to miss a single moment. Thanks for joining in and being a part of the tribe. This week's episode of the Kidman Tribe Podcast is brought to you by Family Camp, the brand new movie from the Skit Guys. It's just been in theaters and it'll be releasing on home DVD and streaming on June 28th. We're passionate about helping you find great resources, and this is one of those resources. What's the movie about? When their pastor encourages the congregation to sign up for a week away at Family Camp, Grace believes that she's found the perfect cure for the imperfect plan, even if they would rather be anywhere than at rustic Camp Catacalwa. The first feature film from the Skit Guys, Family Camp, is a laugh-out-loud comedy that will touch the hearts and tickle the funny bones of every family member from 8 to 80. It's a great film to even use in your summer movie series, as if you're doing films at church. Family Camp will be available on streaming and everywhere you purchase DVDs on June 28th. We're going to share more about Family Camp here in just a moment. But first, on this week on the show, I have the Skit Guys from the Family Camp movie. The Skit Guys are Tommy Woodard and Eddie James, who have been best friends since high school. They fell in love with acting through their involvement with the school's theater productions and discovered they had a knack for making people laugh, and they really do. When Tommy invited Eddie to church, everything changed. With encouragement and guidance from their youth pastor, the guys started to write and perform skits for their youth group. No longer was it just about making people laugh, but now their skits had a purpose, and a bigger purpose. Since their high school days, they've been writing and performing hilarious and poignant skits live on camera. Tom and Eddie have traveled the world performing for families at events, churches, and conferences. Their skitguys.com website has grown into a treasured media resource for families, pastors, and churches. Their numerous short films, skits, and scripts are used to reach families really around the world. When the Skit Guys aren't performing or shooting new short films, both Tommy and Eddie serve in their local church, enjoy good food, especially pizza and fries. They're going to fit in really great here with the Kidman Tribe, and they love life with their families. You're going to love the Skit Guys and the interview. Stay tuned right after the interview for a special segment on how we can use games in our children's ministries. We'll jump in right after this message with the Skit Guys.
Family Camp is the highlight of our year. You ask our family, it's the greatest place on earth.
I'm sorry, I was late.
Again.
What do I gotta do to make it up to you?
How about we go to that camp?
Church camp?
Hey, family. Welcome to camp.
What, the Ackermans?
Don't seem to have an Ackerman here on the list.
You made the final payment online, right?
Hmm?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
You guys. This is glamping!
What? No Wi-Fi. I can't wait until you realize there's no air conditioning.
What?
Now where's my yummy bride?
Oh, honey.
Hi, hello, your family. Oh, I'm Grace.
Stop, not another word.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Here's my card.
Intergalactic chiropractic.
Oh. Oh. Buckle up, everybody.
The Camp Catawba Trophy. You should see this baby on my mantle at home. The family that takes home the most points at the end of the week takes the cup from my cold, dead hands.
If you think we're going to be friends with that guy, you need your head examined.
We're not monsters, okay? Even though we do make sugar-free, organic, vegan, non-dairy marshmallows.
Today, we are going to do the buddy system. Let's go, bucko.
Should have known better than to trust you.
You have no idea where we are. Come on. This is our story to tell our wives how we braved the wilderness and fought our way back home.
Get the thing away from me!
My skin is on fire!
Oh, sounds like my kind of party.
We have a problem.
Our husbands are out there on their own, and we don't even know where they are.
I'm stuck here with Dr. Phil's demented twin brother when I should be back at the camp singing Kumbaya with my family.
It's okay, mi amigo. When God closes a door, he opens a Chick-fil-A.
Goes like this. I thought my family would just magically become the family that I've always wanted them to be.
Things get a little more complicated when you get a peek behind the curtain.
That was fun.
That was something.
You're welcome.
Hey, everybody, it's Jason Noble from the Kidman Tribe podcast. I'm very excited to have two gentlemen with me today. They're known as the Skit Guys. They've been involved in church for a long time, and I think that they picked the funnier side of church to help us really laugh about things. They have a new movie called Family Camp that was just out in theaters that will be being released on, is it June 28th, guys?
I think so.
Yes,
I think
June 28th. That's what I think it is too. So June 28th, it'll be released everywhere on digital, DVD, streaming. Guys, welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out today. Man, tell us a little bit, Tommy and Ed, tell us about your background. Help us to get to know you a little bit and just kind of how you got to where you're at and maybe a little bit of passion behind the film.
Yeah, we are two best friends from high school. We've been friends for over 30 years. Wow. We were the guys that sat out in the youth group and made fun of our youth pastor while he was talking. Eventually, he came to us and said, why don't you use your powers for good instead of evil? And so we started doing skits for him every Wednesday night.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Just kind of continued from there. Like, yeah, there was no really, there was no, I guess, semblance or even a world where you could be a full-time skit person at all, you know, or anything like that. It was, you're going to be called to ministry and do youth ministry or a pastor or children's ministry. That was pretty much it in the 80s, you know. Unless you had a gym, then you could be like the Christian athletic director at your church or something like that. Flash chair, you know. So but yeah, it was fun, and but little by little people just kept saying, hey, are you guys still doing stuff? And we're like, sure, you know. And so we still do camps and all that kind of stuff. It just kind of took on a life of its own. Yeah.
I love that. And the thought of ministry outside of the box, I think that's happening a lot more and helping people, you know, not just the box of, well, here's a pastor, here's a youth pastor, here's a, but like there's so many options. There's so many things that I love the fact that you youth pastor really call that out in you. And that's something that I was reading in your bio. I'm like, man, so we've got kids pastors and kids leaders that are watching today. And I wanted you just to talk a little bit about how your youth pastor called that out in you. And then like what that process was like, because I think we can really speak life into our kids when we see things. And so kind of what was that process like for you guys? What did you notice as you're thinking back? Like, man, this is what really he did that got us paid attention to it.
I think it was an ask, you know. When I think back to high school, I think he just, you know, and who knows if he had any spiritual implications or, you know, it was this great visionary and he could really just wanted us to shut up, you know. But you look at those moments of life, those life gates, and you go, that was a life gate. That was a moment that opened up a door. And we said yes, and we probably didn't say yes for spiritual reasons. We said yes because we get to have attention. So you look at those opportunities, and you know, I think about my days in student ministry, where whether it was the video team, the drama team, the announcement team, the worship team, all of those student-led teams were messy. And then, you know, I loved high school ministry. Junior high was even tough. Like, oh, wait, you want me to duplicate that for them? They're like electric chihuahuas. And then, you know, it's even more messier. And then when you go down to children's ministry, you go, okay, it's going to get messy. It's going to get hard. But there's something really beautiful by saying, I want you to do this, no matter what their age, and giving them a vision and a dream for them to step out on and to see if they fall. And then you get to pick them up and help them along the way. But I think it's beautiful when we as leaders find things in kids, even if we don't see it totally, or we're going to take a chance and we see them out of their shells. You can't put a price tag on that. That is just beautiful ministry, but know that it's going to be a lot of ups and downs and it's going to be messy.
Yeah. Jason, I would add to that. One of the things that our youth pastor's name was Wayne. One of the things that Wayne did, not only did he ask us, but he held our feet to the fire and he had high expectations of us, you know, and that was rough sometimes, you know, because we were squirrely, you know, 18-year-old, 17-year-old, right. You know, so we were about as, you know, dependable as, you know, a rickety old sled. I mean, like there's no chance, you know, but he really did. He helped us understand that what we were doing was not entertainment as much as it was ministry. And so, you know, if we flaked out, we missed out on, you know, being able to be used by God that night. You know, we missed out on something that really matters. And so I think that's ingrained in us. I mean, to this day, we would say we are pastors more than pranksters. And that probably really goes back to our youth pastor helping us see a vision for ministry more than a vision for, you know, being funny or getting attention or anything like that.
That's so good. And I think you bring up a good point. I was a children's pastor at one point, and I'm looking at things, and most people are called into ministry when they're 15 or 16 years old. If you're in a room full of pastors, they're going to tell you that they were called into ministry at a young age. And I think once a leader realizes that, it then becomes our job to cultivate that call through all the messiness, through all the get those kids from 16 to 20 and still love ministry, still love what God's put on them, on their life. And that job is getting harder and harder with the world that we're living in, all the voices that are out there. And so, you know, I think that's cultivating the call. What a great youth pastor. And it may not have been anything he did that he even thought of. It might just have been ingrained inside of him to call the best out of people, you know?
Yeah, my story is my senior year, I went to church about once a month.
Wow.
And the youth pastor came to a show that I was in. And after it was over, he comes up and says, good job, yada, yada, yada. And he's like, hey, do you want to go on this mission trip? We have a mission trip in a few weeks. You want to go? And wow. I was like, no. Like, why would I go on a mission trip? Like, I wasn't interested in that, you know? He kept harping on me. He got the music minister to come bug me about it. Eventually, what he did was he said, we need someone to do drama on this mission trip. He had no plans for drama on that mission trip. Like, he's just like grabbing at straws. When I said yes, he then had to go find a monologue for me to perform on this mission trip because he had no plans for it, you know? But it was his goal was, I want to get this kid to go on this mission trip, you know? And so they changed some plans so that I could get on the stage and do a monologue because he said that's what we were going to do, you know? So, I mean, yeah, he was relentless.
That's great. That's how we have to be, I think, as leaders, you know? And then look at what that has resulted in your lives. I mean, you know, and one of the things, Relevant Magazine came out with a very interesting article about why kids are leaving the church. And one of the top reasons they talked about was they're not connected in serving. Like, they feel like there's no connection. And to me, it's like, your youth pastor was great at connecting you and getting you connected to the bigger picture. And did you guys leave church during that time period? Or did you stick in there and really get even more connected through like your 20s? Were you plugged in?
Yeah, we were both. We were both youth pastors in our 20s. So,
yeah.
That was, I think, a word that's been forgotten from the 80s and early 90s because, you know, each generation, we see things kind of like parenting. We see things that we don't like or we think it's old fashioned. We try to reinvent the wheel a little bit, but the word calling has been left out. And
yes,
when I gave my life to Christ, when Jesus stepped out of heaven and into my heart, that was a word, was calling, you know, and I didn't really know if I was, you know, what that calling meant, but I think that's a word we need to resurrect and bring back to students, children, for them to hear what a calling is and that God puts a calling and a vision on your life. And like you said, it expands more out of the box than just the three pillars of a church job. So I think that's a really beautiful thing to bring back so where kids can catch a vision, how to make God famous with their lives. And let's face it, if we're leaders are learners. And if we're not learning, we're not leading. So it is up to us with the calling that we've had on our life to keep learning. We never have finished. We never reach the finish line. And with that, we get to help students. Paul said it, follow me as I follow Christ. It sounds so full of hubris, but there was something really beautiful about that man to go, hey, follow me as I follow Christ. I fall down on my face, yeah, but I'm learning. I'm a leader that's still learning, and let's keep going. And I think that's what we're supposed to do with these kids is even in their 20s, even in their teens, the children, we get to plant little seeds of great destiny of what they could be and what they could be for God, that they are God's unique workmanship. And to do that when they're little kids can be a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. That's so good. That's so good. I think you're right on. And, you know, you talk to a lot of youth today and they're trying to figure out what to do with their life. And my first question is, have you asked God what he wants you to do with your life? And they look at me like, oh, I have three heads. I mean, like, it's not even in their realm of like, and I'm going, okay, we got to get back to that word of calling and like, what's God's purpose for your life? And what does God ask you to do? I think that's such an important aspect. And I love the heart behind you guys. I mean, you know, people might think, oh, they're just funny guys. But to me, that's your heart. That's the heart of what we're talking about is, yeah, you use humor, but then like, I love the fact leaders are learners, you know, I mean, all of those kind of concepts that they go into it. So on the film, what was your heart behind creating the film, Family Camp? Love to hear just a little bit of that because it's a great film.
Oh, thank you. Listen, in our ministry, we started off doing student ministry, basically a lot of youth camps and a lot of youth events. As time has gone on, because we've been doing this as Skit Guys for 25 years or so, our ministry has progressed from not just student ministry, but to really church-wide ministry. And so a lot of what we do are family nights for churches. And so we'd be there and, you know, we'd go to a church and have a group there and look out and you would see, you know, from 8 to 80 years old laughing. You know, Eddie's always been so good at telling, like, we would have dads come up after our show, tears in their eyes, and say, thank you for giving my family something to do together. You know, it's so a safe place. It's a fun place. And so the idea behind Family Camp was that, how do you make that faith-based movie that the whole family can come to and enjoy? You know, because so many of the Christian movies today are very serious, and that makes sense. The content of what they're dealing is serious content, you know, but it's also more of a date movie than it is a family movie. Yes. And so our goal was how can we make something that the whole family would enjoy? And, you know, together Eddie and I have sat with three different, you know, theaters, you know, and then he's gone to some on his own. I've gone to some on my own. And it is amazing to sit there and go, kids aren't squirming. Kids aren't talking. They're engaged in the movie, you know? And then like today I was talking on the phone to my mom, you know, and she's like, oh gosh, you know, my friend Betty, her and her husband, they said they laughed at the whole movie, you know, and my mom's 78, you know? So, I mean, it really is the goal. And I'm so, I don't know. I know as believers, I'm not supposed to be proud, I guess.
Oh, you can be proud of it. You know,
but I'm really proud of how this movie turned out. And it really, I think we really accomplished what we wanted to do. And that is something that from a humor standpoint and from a message standpoint will hit you no matter how old you are.
I love that. I love that. And, you know, I think it's such a great opportunity. And like children's leaders are listening, it's a great family event. The DVD will be coming out. Make sure you get it licensed to show it at your church. But I want to encourage you, like, get it set up for this summer. It'd be a great movie night out on the lawn. I mean, those are the opportunities that you have with these faith films, and they're done well. And that idea of how do I use it to minister to families? It's not in the theaters anymore, but you can do it right at your church, license it. Encourage your families to get the DVDs, and it will. I love, it's fun. It's fun a little bit to look at church life and kind of make some laughs out of the funny parts, you know, the things that make you laugh, you know, and I love how the film did that really well in balance, but at the same point, it's like, there's some things about the church that are pretty funny. And we sit back and we look, I mean, you know, and so, one question that came to my mind, and I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but what's the funniest thing you've seen in church that just made you roll over laughing?
The funniest thing in church, like a church service or something?
Anything in the church world that you're like, this is the absolute funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
A regular thing or a mistake?
mistake, like, could be anything. I mean, whatever. Like, and this may stump you because there is so much funny stuff. But like, if there's one thing that sticks out, like, that was the funniest moment I've ever seen in the church.
I love it when a pastor trips over their words.
Yes.
And it's an embarrassing word, and they're like, "Oh,
right,"
and they can't make it better, and it's right. Just like, "Oh, oh," you know, they didn't mean to say it; they said it. That, you know, those are funny to me. I giggle.
I remember at a church I served at one time. The church was going to vote on something. It was a big deal, you know, like one of those, you know, split the church votes, you know, that we all love,
right?
And you know, I'm sitting on the front row, and the pastor is trying to say, you know, the deacons will pass out the paper. He changes the A for an I, okay? And we go, everybody, like, he says it, and we all go, oh. And I'm trying not to laugh. And then he goes, I'm so sorry. I meant to say, and then he says it again, not an A, but an I. He says it, I'll let you guys fill in the blank. I'm not going to say it. But he says it again, and everybody's just like, oh. And I am on the front row just trying so hard not to laugh, you know? Yes. And then, you know, he says, hand out the papers, you know? Yeah, those are fantastic.
They are. My dad is a pastor. And one day he was talking about having a new baby and, you know, whatever. And he gets up on stage and he goes, well, you know, this lady, she just had her mammogram and she saw that her baby's fine and everything's great. And the church just died, you know, because it was a mammogram, right? It was now I'm forgetting the word, but when they do
sonogram.
The sonogram. And it was over with at that point. The church just, you know, died. So it's crazy. I would love to hear from each of you what you would tell kids leaders today. Like, just if you have any kind of encouragement or, like, you know, anything that you go like, hey, focus on this, be encouraged. Like, if you have one message to children's ministry leaders and volunteers, what would it be today from each of you guys?
I was eight years old when I asked Jesus to be my Lord and Savior, when I understood that. And one of the reasons that happened was a lady named Marilyn Hoag. She was my Sunday school teacher. And I really couldn't tell you any lesson that Marilyn ever taught me, but my goodness, Marilyn encouraged me every time that I saw her. Marilyn exuded the love of God, the joy of Christ. You know, we get so caught up in the world that our children are growing up in, and how do we prepare them, and are we giving them the information, and are we giving them the tools they need to survive? And at the end of the day, I think, you know, Jesus shared so many great things, but what he did more than anything was he was present with us. Okay. And he loved us when he was here. And I think in children's ministry, I think that's what kids need. They need somebody who's present, who just loves them, sees them for not just who they are, but who they can be, you know? And I think that would be the best encouragement I could give from my personal life.
I love that. That's so great.
Mm. That's a really great question. The first thing I keep thinking of their role, you know, a children's worker's role, and it's so busy. It's so, you know, I mean, even in the summertime, like a children's worker, your role as a minister at a church, like, it doesn't ever stop. Like, there's really no break. Oh, it's summertime or it's Christmas time. Like, you can go on and on. You go on. There is always something going on for a minister and kidmen. And I would just really encourage you, surround yourself with great people. I mean, even to the fact of your calling is you love kids, but the more you can keep implementing your life, building your life and that love for that calling into your adult workers, the more you're going to last, you're going to have longevity in ministry. The more, even though you're going, no, I should be pouring into all these little kids. Yes. And maybe it's like Jesus. Maybe you have three of them that you do that. But the more that you can keep pouring into your leaders, the more that you can equipping them, empowering them, knowing that they have full-time jobs and they got this going on and this going on, the more you look at those leaders in your world and you keep empowering them, the more those kids are going to get loved on. You've just multiplied yourself 73 times right there. And I think that's a little bit of what it looks like to not feel like a lone ranger or not doing it all by yourself and not beating yourself up, because sometimes we try to do it all ourselves. We go home and we feel very shameful. We feel like we should have, could have, would have done so much more in the name of Jesus, in honor of Jesus. But the more you can keep building that team around you, I think you're going to look back 5 years from this moment and go, okay, we're loving on kids greatly. We're allowing them to see Jesus like they've never seen him before in our community. So that would be my encouragement.
That multiplication is so important. I mean, it really does. If you can multiply your life in the leaders, I think it's such a key. The other thing that, like, one of the things I've been telling, like, children's leaders is make sure you celebrate your wins. I mean, like, you can have a win, right? And you just go right on to the next event and you don't take time to just sit there and go, okay, we're going to just bask in this for a minute. You know, we're going to take a moment. We'll move on, but let's take a minute just to focus on the wins, right? I mean, and, you know, not always be so quick to move on to the next thing. Look at what God did. And, you know, I think there's such an encouragement. And when you go home and feel like, man, I could have, should have, would have, look back to what wins you've already had. I mean, it's such an important thing. You know,
that's great.
One of the things I love is the fact you guys have been friends for 30 years. I mean, like, most guys don't have friends like that. What's been the key to sticking, you know, being friends like that for 30 years? Because I think we all need friends like that. And it doesn't seem to be happening in the world that we live in today.
That's a plug moment.
Plug. we did write a book called Smells Like Bacon. And it's over, you know, but just it's a funny book over 30 years of our friendship. But in the midst of the ha-ha, there's aha in there. And the aha is the bacon bits of friendship that I think we've tried to live out. One of them is I don't know how you want to put it, but we just put the ugly stuff on the table and deal with it. You know, they're not, whether one of us doesn't want to, we still do it. And so those are hard conversations, but I think that's what makes friendships, even for men, last. Is you can't placate, you can't go around things, you can't unsurp things, you can't put something under a carpet. You've got to deal with the issues at hand, especially when you're two different personalities.
Yeah.
So that's a biggie, I would say.
Good. Yeah, I think too, just, you know, grace has to win. You know, the benefit of the doubt has to win. I mean, because, you know, we've been friends for over 30 years, and there's been times where something will happen for both of us. You know, one guy will say something the wrong way, or one guy will do something. And in those moments, if we don't let grace win, if we don't give benefit of the doubt, then it destroys the relationship. You know, we always know that the other guy has, I always know it has my back. Like, I always know that, you know, and I know that if something happens that is out of the normal, instead of going, why would he do that? Da, 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 da. I have to go into that headspace of going, oh, you know what? Something's going on, or I don't have the whole story. I mean, benefit of the doubt and grace are huge. And they are they're in short supply these days.
They are.
You know, we live in a world that is so divided that we are just so quick to divide ourselves, you know. And I think that grace and benefit of the doubt are huge.
Totally. Well, and when you go into a project like a movie, or you guys are doing big stuff for the kingdom, the enemy would love to tear you guys apart, because he knows that if he can get you guys torn apart, then, man, he splits you guys and divides you. And so I think having that foundation in place to say, hey, we're not letting the enemy tear us apart. And people don't understand the kind of spiritual warfare that comes when you do a film or you do something big for the kingdom. You know, I mean, and the fact that you guys are still friends after the fact, you know, I mean, that's a big piece and it shows that you have things in place. So, man, I sure appreciate you guys. Thank you for taking time today. Make sure you go and get the movie when it comes out. I assume it'll be everywhere. Usually you can find it on Amazon, the streamers, anywhere where you watch the movie, more than likely in Walmart. So go get Family Camp. Use it this summer. It's coming out just in time for you to include it in your summer events. Guys, thank you so much for being on today. Do you have anything else you want to leave our leaders today with?
Just a big thank you. I mean, we are two guys whose lives were changed by ministry. Man. And so thank you for what you do. I know that, you know, over the past probably 4 years, we'd like to say two, but really it's the past 4 years have been some of the most difficult years in ministry. And you've seen a lot of people that have stepped down, said, I can't do this anymore. For those of you who are still doing it, thank you for sticking in there.
Amen.
Amen. Good word. Amen.
Where can people find you guys? What's the website and where can they find the book and all that good stuff?
They can go to skitguys.com. Everything is right there. Yeah. Information about the movie, the book, stuff for your children's ministry as far as videos. There's a children's ministry tab. You know, yeah, there's even SGTV on there that is just videos one after another, like YouTube type stuff that are just fun for kids to watch. We also have a show called Bedtime Bible Stories that we started during COVID, and families, little kids from all over the world have been watching it. So, and those are all in SGTV through skitguys.com as well. So lots of different angles to help your ministry and help your kiddos.
Thank you so much for everything you do for the kingdom. Would one of you guys pray on our way out and just pray for the leaders and lead us out of prayer?
Yeah, sure. Very good. Heavenly Father, thank you for each and every person that's watching this. Thank you that that they felt a calling on their life. Thank you that they followed that calling, Lord. Thank you that your love for us isn't based on what we look like, how big our church is,
yes,
what our budget is, what we do, how we try to perform. God, that your love for us is based solely on the fact that we are your children. And may we stop and pause and just take a serene breath into that today, God. Thank you for your love for us. May we just keep following you and make you famous with our lives as we try to implement that in the kids that you put in front of us. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you guys so much. We so appreciate it. And we hope the movie does awesome and look forward to more stuff coming out. Thanks.
Thank you.
What a great interview with the Skit Guys. I hope you enjoyed it. One of our big goals here at the Kidman Tribe is to help you find and use great resources in your kids' ministry. We shared one with you, Family Camp, a great opportunity to show to your church, to your families this summer. Another great opportunity and great resource is our games that you find on 1230 Kids. Our goal is to make your kids' ministry experiences epic. Who doesn't want to have fun, especially kids? And I think kids need to know that serving Jesus is fun and it's fun to come to church. I want them waking up in the morning, getting their parents out of bed saying, we have to go. It's a game changer. Kids need to know that it's fun. 1230 Kids games are here to help make your services fun. 1230 games pair incredible media and fun together. You can buy one game or have access to unlimited games when you pick up our yearly subscription package. Games can be inserted right into your presentation software and they're easy to play. I do recommend a fun game host. Get somebody on there that's gonna be a lot of fun on your stage, okay? That will get your kids excited and geared up for the game. Your host also needs to be high energy and someone the kids love. It can even be another kid. Make sure you test the game before the service to know how it works and how you're gonna play that and how to give instructions. So I wanna encourage you, go and check out all of our games today at 1230kids.com. Our grand opening special is still going on. There's still time to get in on that great deal to get unlimited ready-made media. And I can't wait to hear about all the fun that you're going to have in your kids' ministry.
We would love to hear from you. What are some of the thoughts, questions, ideas you would like to hear more about? You can submit your thoughts and questions to thekidmantribe.com/mailbag. And be sure to share this podcast with everyone you know.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for being a part of the Kidman Tribe podcast. I hope you enjoyed it today. I hope your heart is full and that you enjoyed the Skit Guys. They're incredible guys. Go check out that movie. I promise you, you'll love it. Hey, so if you will, be sure to subscribe to whatever channel you're watching or you're listening to the Kidman Tribe podcast. If it's YouTube, subscribe, Apple, wherever you're watching or listening, I would be so grateful. Go subscribe, like us, give us some great comments. In fact, if you'll take it one step further today, give us some great comments underneath. If you love this, if you love this edition or the Kidman Tribe, give us some comments. We greatly appreciate it. You can also find us online at KidmanTribe.com. That's KidmanTribe.com, where you're going to find a weekly, bi-weekly blog. You're going to find every edition of the Kidman Tribe podcast. And then also there's an area for Kidman swag, Kidman Tribe swag. That's great for you and for your volunteers. Just keep up to date there. I also would say, hey, will you share with us your thoughts, ideas, questions? If you have any ideas on what you'd love to see on the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. You can go online to the Kidman Tribe website. So that's KidmanTribe.com/mailbag. Share any thoughts, ideas, anything that you would love for us to hear. If you have questions, I would love to answer them. Man, that would be so awesome. Hey, in 2 weeks on the show, I'm going to welcome Dr. Michelle Watson Canfield from the Dad Whisperer and the ABBA Project. Probably one of the experts that I know of when it comes to speaking of dads and their daughters. I don't know of anyone else. Dr. Michelle is a licensed professional counselor, speaker, author, and radio host of the Dad Whisperer. She lives in Arkansas, and you're going to be blessed. As founder of the ABBA Project, a 9-month process group forum for dads and daughters from 13 to 30. Dr. Michelle is passionate about equipping and inspiring fathers to dial into their daughters' hearts intentionally and consistently. Dr. Michelle will be talking about the importance of self-care for leaders as we overcome burnout from this past season of ministry. She'll also be talking about the importance of equipping fathers in our ministries and men serving. Dr. Michelle is one of my closest friends, and I believe that you are going to be so challenged and encouraged. It's a podcast that you definitely don't want to miss. As a final thought today, as I want to leave you, summer's a busy time. Leaders are busy. We're out running camps, everything that's happening. I want to encourage you to intentionally take time for Sabbath. Get some rest because God's preparing you for the next season, which fall will be coming. And I believe it's going to be an incredible harvest season for our churches. So take time. Make sure that you're intentionally taking time to rest, intentionally taking a Sabbath. We'll see you here in 2 weeks from today. Okay. In the meantime, go and reach the kids in your world with experiences that will transform their lives. Thank you again for joining me on the Kidman Tribe podcast. You are loved, you're appreciated, and what you do changes lives for eternity. I'm your biggest fan. I'm always cheering you on. You are my heroes. Go get them, Tribe, and I'll catch you in 2 weeks. Thanks again.
The Kidman Tribe podcast is a production of 1230 Kids. For show notes, archive episodes, and more free resources for your kids' ministry, visit KidmanTribe.com.